Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan has narrowly won a seventh term after absentee ballots were counted Tuesday. Paula Mahan will be returning to Town Hall, an outcome that was still in doubt on election night.
The people were there for me. I appreciate their support so much. And tomorrow it'll be business as usual, and we'll just keep moving the town forward.
The Democrat was ahead of GOP challenger George Scaringe on election night by about 62 votes. More than 20,000 were cast in the Albany suburb, with a population of roughly 80,000. The Albany County Board of Elections opened nearly 850 absentee and affidavit ballots on Tuesday. Halfway through the count, Scaringe believed he had lost the election.
When they come back from lunch, you're going to do the bigger EDs to see where the number goes. If it doesn't go in our direction, then we're going to, obviously it's not going to happen for me. But I had a lot of fun doing this, and I ran a good campaign. And, there's a lot of issues out in Colony that have to be explored. If the current supervisor doesn't realize what's going on in the Colony, then she should be You should not run again, but that's her call, not my call.
Albany County Democratic Chairman Jack Flynn saw the gap widening too, noting everything was going according to plan.
Based on areas that we figured were going to be Democratic, we're now in the Republican area of the ballot, so hopefully we can stay at par. If we can come out of these districts 24 through 30, still up by 102, it's almost a slam dunk.
As the day wore on and Mahan's lead grew, attorneys for both candidates decided they would no longer object to individual ballots, so the count continued by machine. In the end, Mahan maintained her 100-plus vote lead over Scaringe.
We've got a lot of things already in the works, and we will continue with them. We take a proactive approach, so we're always prepared ahead of time.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.